With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump has selected Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next Health and Human Services Secretary. In archive sound from August 2024, Kennedy, who had just pulled out of the presidential race, says many of the things around us are not healthy.
Toxic chemicals in our food, our medicine, and our environment. Pesticides, food additives, pharmaceutical drugs, and toxic waste permeate every cell of our body.
Kennedy, a former Democrat who ran as an independent in this year's presidential race, abandoned his bid after striking a deal to give Trump his endorsement with a promise to have a role in health policy in the administration. Trump also announced Thursday that he has chosen Doug Collins, a former congressman from Georgia, to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Meanwhile, veteran and GOP Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is applauding President-elect Trump's nomination of Fox News host Pete Hegseth to serve as U.S. Defense Secretary.
He's written multiple books, including a recent book, The War on Warriors, which is a very strong prescription for what needs to happen in the military to get the military back focused on its core mission, which is our national security, not social engineering.
Senator Cotton says Hegseth will receive a fair hearing by the Senate Armed Services Committee. President Biden is beginning a six-day visit to Peru and Brazil for the final major international summits of his presidency. Biden heads to Peru on Thursday for the Asia-Pacific World Economic Cooperation Summit, just as world leaders are assessing what President-elect Trump's return to the White House means for their countries. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points, the NASDAQ dropped 123, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. America's parents swung hard to Donald Trump.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among religious voters, Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, he did better this year among Catholic voters, according to AP VoteCast. In 2020, the Catholic electorate was almost evenly split. This year, 54% of Catholic voters supported Mr. Trump and 44% backed Harris. This is SRN News. Researchers say cases of diabetes worldwide have doubled from 7 to 14% since 1990.
Researchers found that while diabetes case numbers have exploded, treatment rates have stagnated, and almost half of those with the condition are living with it untreated. The studies also outlined widening global inequalities, saying more prevention as well as detection is needed in low and middle income countries. Lack of treatment can lead to amputations, heart disease, kidney damage, vision loss, and premature death.
The BBC's Stephanie Prentice. New rules require drug makers to be clearer about explaining the risks and side effects of prescription drugs. The new guidelines from the Food and Drug Administration are designed to do away with pharmaceutical industry practices that downplay or distract viewers from risk information. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.